The following presentation is by Paul Hoskin of Hoskin Financial Planning, talking about the importance of ensuring that you have your pension review regularly.
Well, good morning, everybody. I think probably you all know me by now, but my name is Paul Hoskin. Yes, please, might help. from Hoskin Financial Planning. Thanks for coming along today. Again, I said this last time around, that there's some sort of themes coming out of this morning again. Around the fact that reviewing your mortgage is an important thing to do, reviewing your tax situation, which Ian spoke about earlier, and reviewing sort of pension contributions, etc. What I wanted to talk to you about this morning is, funny enough, pensions links quite nicely into Ian's presentation earlier, but I wanted to talk to you about the importance of undertaking a review of your pension arrangements, and that can be whether you've been paying into it for many years or even after the first year or even really as you start, to be perfectly honest with you. So it's something that I'm very, very keen to try and help people to understand, because Ian said earlier today that pensions have had a bit of a bad name over the years. Most people don't like pensions, not worth paying into, etc., etc. But I'm sure with the tax relief that you could see there from Ian's presentation, there is some great value in paying into a pension. There's not many places where you can get a 20% return on your money instantly as soon as it goes in, which is effectively what you're getting with the tax relief as a basic rate taxpayer when you pay into a pension pot. For me, the reason why a pension might not live up to your expectations is possibly the fact that actually you've been paying into it for the last 20 years and you haven't looked at it since you started it. Yeah, so that's the key to it, is making sure that on an annual basis you sit down with your financial advisor and you sit there and you review your pension fund, where it's being invested. Okay, because the funds that you chose 15, 20 years ago might have been good at the time, but are they any good today? So that's the key points for me, is to make sure that you review that. So what I wanted to do is really go through a bit of an exercise to give you some hints on that, really. So I'm going to talk about pension review services, something that we do offer at Hoskin Financial Planning. But first of all, really what you want to look at is, well, can you afford your retirement? Whatever you have planned for your retirement and whatever age you feel that you're going to retire, can you afford it? It's no great, it's no great secret. Healthcare and living standards are improving over the years. Now, on average, a male aged 65 now would be expected to live to almost 83. Okay, so if you're retiring at 65, you've got a good, happy retirement, perhaps more than 30 years ahead of you. Okay, but in the meantime, you've got birth rates falling. There's fewer couples are actually having children, or when they do have them, they're having them later, or they're having fewer, or they're leaving it later. Okay, so effectively what that's happening then, as a result there is less workforce going into the working environment to support the elder retired population. So when you see on the news about obviously the government cutting back on state pensions and everything else, that's because there are less people going into the workforce at the bottom end, the younger end if you like, that are actually going to fund our pensions. So we might be looking forward to, a lovely carefree days into our pension, into our retirement, finally free of that rat race. But, is our pension provision going to be enough to support that sort of that lifestyle that we want to look forward to? So the first part is actually, well, let's take stock of what we've got. So you as an individual or people as individuals need to understand where they are now with their financial planning. Now that could be, actually I haven't got any. I haven't started paying into a pension, or I have no pension contributions at all. It could be that you've worked for various companies and you might have some company pensions that are frozen, that you haven't paid into, that you've left and they're still there. You might have some personal pension plans that you paid into at some point, that again, they're either paid up, they're frozen, or you might even still be contributing to them. But the idea is to look at all the pots that you've got, bring them all together and think, right, where am I, what have I got? So let's take stock of where you are. So what other provision do you have as well? Because of course, don't forget, you're planning a retirement, yeah, a pension is a product that can help you plan that retirement. It's not the only thing that you can use. Obviously, you can use savings, you can use investments, if you've got second houses, or for a lot of us, our own business as well, is potentially part of your retirement planning. But getting it right and putting all those pieces together and making sure that you're planning it effectively is the key. And reviewing it on a regular basis to make sure it's on track to deliver what you want is the key as well. So once you've done that exercise, you've found out exactly what you've got, you've taken stock, if you like, then it's time to take charge. Okay? So look at the pension funds you've got. That pension fund could effectively be the largest asset that you will have. Yeah, as far as cash, as far as money is concerned. But how much is it actually going to pay you? You're sitting here, you've got £100,000 in your pension pot, but do you know how much that's going to give you? I think it's important as we go through our working life to actually know how much is in our pension and how much is that going to give me? How much more do I need to put into it, if needs be, to then be able to give you your retirement income that you need and want? Yeah, as I said, that small pension that you got might buy you a one-off trip and might pay for your holidays, but this is going to be potentially your income for the rest of your working life. For your retirement, not your working life, obviously. So you've got that income that you've got for the rest of your life. To undertake a comprehensive review to try and help you get on track, really. That was me this morning before... No, obviously not. So, you've worked out what provision you have, okay? You're working out as well where that provision is going to place you. So, as I said, you've pulled it all together, you know what it's going to deliver you. You need to consider how this fits with what you want. And then, obviously, you can then go from there and suggest the best options, and we can suggest the best options for you, whether it be, as I say, topping up. Ian talked earlier about making lump sum contributions. That could be appropriate, especially if it's going to save you a bucket load of tax, or indeed if it's going to reduce your income to allow you then to receive that child allowance. Yeah, so it's all that planning and doing it on an annual basis. I think Natasha touched on something earlier about having a review. When was the last time you reviewed your mortgage? I think everybody here, I can probably say every time they get their car insurance renewal come through, possibly go online very quickly, see if they can get a cheaper insurance quote. Would that be about right? Possibly do it for your home insurance as well. I don't suppose you do it for your mortgages, but you should do. You certainly wouldn't do it for your pension. Yeah, because you wouldn't even think of doing that. But it's well worth exercise to have a look actually at all your pensions that you've got and see whether actually you can get a better deal by moving it to somewhere else. And that is something that can be done. So it's not too dissimilar to moving your credit card or your mortgage or your insurance. It could save you a lot of money by switching your pension from one provider to another. Okay, it's not something that you should do. You should take advice, obviously. You should make sure that it is the right thing to do. Because saving money is not the only reason why you would want to transfer your pension. Okay, more modern pensions today have they're a lot more flexible, so your older style pensions are less flexible, obviously. Charges can be higher in the older pensions, but there can be some very, very good things about older pensions that you may want to keep hold of. Yeah, so there's some extra pieces that might be there, things like guaranteed annuity rates and such like, which I won't bore you with right now, but there are some bells and whistles that could be on your older pension that you'd want to keep hold of. Choice and flexibility nowadays comes as standard within modern day pensions, so that's something that we can do. And really, it depends on what you want as well. You can be as hands-on with your pension plan or off, depending on what you want to do at the end of the day. But the key for me, the message from my presentation, certainly, and I know Natasha is probably the same, is to make sure that you are reviewing these things. Because if you sit there and leave it until you get to 60 and you're retiring in 5 years' time, at that point you're probably very interested how much money you've got in your pension. But by that point it's possibly too late. So it is in your best interest to review your existing pension arrangements to see if you are getting the best value for money. Okay. And that's me done this morning.
Thank you, Paul. For more information and contact details, please visit hoskinfinancialplanning.co.uk. The next Hoskin Educational Workshop will take place on Monday 11th of February at Chelmsford City Football Club.